What's up, good people? I just want to say what's going on, how y'all feeling, and this is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. We're about to get to it. Another good episode for y'all today. We're going to talk about some things that's going to help us move forward, maybe save us some headache, some time, some aggravation, may potentially save our lives. But again, this is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. Want to shout out Hindsight Media Radio, and I got a bunch of novels that might be to your liking. Want you to log on to RyanHodgeBooks.com and see if there's something up there you might want to read. But now that that's taken care of, let's get into the meat of the episode. So today's episode, we're going to start out talking about emotion or emotional, and let's go from there. That's going to be the springboard for what we're going to get to. So what are we talking about when we're talking about emotions? You can say emotions are related to your feelings, of course. We all know that. Let's say they're tied into your responses, your reactions to certain things that's going on. So we want to start right there because the way you respond to certain situations can actually cause you a lot of harm, or it can keep you out of a lot of harm. So again, here at Level Up, we're trying to reach a higher level of consciousness and be better than we were yesterday. Better position, better in our minds, better all the way around, mind, body, and soul. So I want to say part of leveling up is you have to have your emotions in check, because if your emotions are not in check, you can find yourself in a lot of trouble. So I'm going to use an example from a current event of how potentially not being emotionally sound or letting somebody else trigger your emotions can get you in trouble. Unfortunately, letting somebody trigger your emotions is exactly what we're going to talk about today. And it didn't end well. So here we go. So there's a story about a gentleman in Tampa, Florida. And he was a manager at Dunkin' Donuts. Well, anyway, one day while he's working, an unruly customer, older gentleman, white guy, was just, and maybe in a bad mood, who knows what his deal was, but he decided that he would call the black manager of the Dunkin' Donuts a racial slur. In particular, he called him the N-word. Now, we all know the ties the N-word has to slavery, segregation, oppression, all of those good things, or bad things, I should say. The customer who was calling the black manager the racial slurs, he was actually a 77-year-old white guy who actually started his complaints on the drive-through. Maybe the orders were slow or whatever, but for whatever reason, that same 77-year-old man who was a regular customer decided to come inside the restaurant that particular day. Now, according to the reports, while he was inside the restaurant, the situation escalated. He started using the racial slurs while inside. And of course, the black manager took exception to the racial slurs. He was definitely offended by them. And he basically wanted the man to stop. The man continued on. And it got to the point where the older gentleman continued using the racial slurs. And eventually, the black manager punched the guy. The 77-year-old man fell, hit his head on the table of some sort, and ended up having to be taken to the hospital. Now, on the front end of it, the black manager was actually arrested and charged with some sort of assault charge or something like that. But the tragedy, the true tragedy of the situation is that, unfortunately, the older gentleman who was using racial slurs actually ended up passing away in the hospital. So, of course, the manager's charges were upgraded. And now he's facing some real serious jail time, some serious ramifications for his actions. So one might ask, why do we use this story here at Level Up? And again, remember, the mission of Level Up is to take these current events, dissect them, and see if we can learn from the mistakes of others. Again, raising us to another level of consciousness. And we're going to use this current event to do that. I think it's safe to say that there were many, many mistakes made on this tragic day. There were mistakes made on the customer who decided to leave the drive-thru with a complaint, and then come inside the building with the complaint and further his complaint with insults that a lot of people aren't willing to allow to happen to him. Additionally, there were more mistakes made by the manager, 27-year-old cat, just trying to make an honest day's living, wage, and probably wasn't looking for anything tragic or negative to happen, just trying to do his duty as what he signed up for. And but even with that being said, we can probably all agree that some mistakes were made on his end as well. And again, we're going to talk about mistakes that were made that potentially can keep us from making those same mistakes. Again, this is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. So a few moments earlier, when I spoke about the word emotion, I used a couple words that tie into emotions or being emotional. And two words in particular were reaction and response. Even intensity, which is one that I didn't mention before, can even be tied into being emotional. And especially in this situation, when the person's response and reactions got himself killed and the other one is in jail for manslaughter, if I'm not mistaken. So we need to talk about those things. What can we do to better control our responses to certain situations that we're in? Because learning from these mistakes, again, can keep us from making those mistakes down the road. So let's talk about what could have been done differently. We all know for a fact that the customer should have never went into the store. Let's be clear, should have never went in there antagonizing the staff. Definitely at no point was the N-word ever supposed to be used. And he paid the ultimate price for it. So that's just one example of how whatever he had going on in his day, his decision-making got him killed essentially. Now his family's broken. I'm sure their feelings are hurt in an uproar, all because his decision-making on the front end was improper. Now let's take a minute to talk about the manager's decision-making and his handling of the situation. Definitely could have been handled a whole lot better, and he actually put himself in harm's way, in trouble's way. His family's in harm's way now because now he's no longer in the streets to provide for him if that's what he was doing. So I've stated that he definitely made some mistakes, but here at Level Up, one part of what we do here is to recognize mistakes made, but now we need to talk about what could have been done on the front end to have a positive outcome. And again, to keep us from making some of the same mistakes later in our lives. So let's talk. When I first read this story, I was immediately taken back to my childhood. And not memories of something like this happening, but I remember being a school kid, and kids are brutal. They're always calling you names, always just real rude, and even honest to some degree. You know, children are extremely honest for the most part. But one line in particular that kids used to always say, you know, they'll call you ugly, fat, whatever it is, blah, blah, blah. So the response to those sort of things is always a line where you say, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. As juvenile and 20 years old, 30 years old, I mean, I've been hearing that line since I was in fifth grade or something like that, even earlier. As juvenile as that statement is, it's actually highly applicable to even a grown-up's life, because ultimately, whatever that older gentleman was saying, word this, word that, N-word that, whatever terms he was calling him, actually would have done nothing to him. I mean, brush it off and keep moving on with your day. So strategy one, in my opinion, is you just have to brush that off. You can't buy into it. He's not putting his hands on you. So ultimately, you shouldn't put your hands on him. A lot of people may feel like maybe the manager of the store possibly should have even continued on just calling him names to kind of level the playing field. You call me a name, I'll call you a name. And I actually disagree with that as well, because what we're talking about is a highly tense situation. Emotions are running high. So what happens in those situations is now you're calling me names, I'm calling you names. chances are the situation is going to escalate. I mean, what's the likelihood that two people are going to stand before one another hurling insults and it's just going to end with an insult battle? Most cases, somebody escalates the situation and it turns physical. Clearly, this is one of those cases. Had it just been an argument, we probably would never even heard about the situation. So if going back and forth with a person isn't a strategy to help the situation, obviously putting your hands on somebody isn't a strategy to help the situation. So the question is, what should have been done? In this case, I think the manager of the store, who was the man that was involved, should have actually walked away from the situation. From my understanding, people in leadership positions are in those positions because they exercise a higher level of prudence than other people do, as far as the employees who are under that person. So in that leadership position, the prudent thing to do would have been to understand what was going on in the situation. Emotions are running high, and the best bet in that moment would have been to remove himself from the situation, get control of his emotions, and have another employee call the police and have that gentleman removed from the facility by law enforcement or some other governing body. But at no point should he have put his hands on the man or even hit him, of course not, or even grabbed him and tried to move him from the facility, because that's really not in the purview of his job to be forceful in that manner. If the manager had acted judiciously, there's a great chance that he wouldn't be sitting in jail right now. And a 77-year-old man who obviously exercised poor judgment in his terms that he used to refer to people, he'd probably still be alive today and situation would be avoided completely. Ultimately, that's the goal here at Level Up with Ryan Hodge. I mean, we understand that situations will come before us that we have to handle while we're in them. But ultimately, the goal is to not engage these tumultuous situations at all. The goal should always be conflict avoidance as opposed to conflict management. Because once you're in the conflict, you never really know which way it's going to go. It could go up or down, left or right in a heartbeat, just as this situation did. Let's just be honest with ourselves. How many times has a situation happened and at the end of it, the participants in that conflict are saying, man, I never saw it going this way. I only thought so-and-so would happen or this and that would happen. And somehow or another, you end 100 miles from where you thought it might happen. So it's real life things that's going down out here that we got to try to better manage. One way to better manage a situation is try to think about it happening on the front end. And I'll give an example. A fire drill. What is a fire drill? A fire drill is preparation for the actual fire. Now, of course, we all know that we don't want the fire to happen. Hopefully it never comes and we'll be good with that. But for the time that it does come, you want a plan to be in place, some sort of way to operate through it. So that way, when it comes, it's not all new and you're not in a panic. Now, you may not operate 100% accordingly, but it's still better to have that plan for the fire as opposed to not having a plan for the fire. So let's just look at this case of the Dunkin' Donuts. I mean, you're in customer service. There has to be a plan for how to handle an unruly customer, because 9 times out of 10, if you're interfacing with customers, you're going to have a situation where there's going to be someone unruly. So on the front end, you want to have some training in place that's going to help you better manage that situation. And this isn't even just about the customer situation at Dunkin' Donuts. I mean, this is all things in life. You want to have a plan on the front end. We know about proactive versus reactive. The proactive side says you think about things before they happen and potentially have a plan for them, as opposed to reactive. You almost don't even think about something happening. And then when whatever the situation is happens, you just react. And you don't know what you're going to get when you just react. You have a better chance of handling the situation better if you have a plan in place on the front end. Hopefully the whole plan doesn't go down the shooter and you actually do implement the strategies you have in place. Another thing I think that can help somebody get through a situation such as this is to consider what the motives of the person or people, whoever you're interacting with, what are their motives? In other words, Do they seek to cause me harm? Do they seek to ruffle my feathers and mess up my day? What is the agitator wanting to accomplish while they're in front of me being the agitator? It's important to ask that question because the way you handle the situation may be determined upon your answer to that question. For example, we know some people, let's be for real, some people out here just to be an agitator, they're having a bad day, so they want someone else to be an emotional wreck the same way they are. So if you can kind of deem that the person is not trying to be a physical threat, they want to just be an emotional threat and try to get a rise out of you and hopefully get you in a sour disposition as they are, you'll know not to feed into it. And in most cases, that's pretty much what it's going to be. I mean, people who are bitter like other people to be bitter with them. I mean, hence the saying, misery loves company. I don't want to be disgruntled alone, so my day may be to seek to disgruntle others. That very well may be why that man came into the store, just to be a headache to someone else because he's living a headache or someone was a headache to him and he wants to put that pressure on somebody else. If you find that somebody's just trying to stoke your emotions, you'll probably walk away from the situation to not allow them to do that. Or you may just laugh it off. And what that will do is that might calm the other person down. They'll see that their advances to annoy you aren't working and they may just abandon ship. Try to find somebody else to antagonize in that moment. At least for you, the problem is eradicated. They won't be in front of you anymore. And that's the ultimate goal. You've avoided the situation or at least handled it best way you can. And to tie this back to emotions, the thing about emotions is that if someone is able to get you emotionally tied in or fired up, they can control you. It's without a doubt. If you think about a movie where somebody takes a family member hostage or something like that, and now the person is all caught up in the emotions of losing the family member, and then that person is manipulated into doing whatever the kidnapper wants them to do or the bank robber, whatever it is. It's a real thing. So you need to try not to be emotional because someone may be just out here trying to stoke your emotions to control you and get a response out of you. Happens all the time. Essentially, the person who controls your emotions, now they're like the puppet master or the puppeteer, and you're the puppet. Basically, they're controlling everything about you, how you move, how you talk. And ultimately, if someone means you harm, they can use your emotions and get that response out of you to send you down a negative path. And even in this situation where I don't think that the 77-year-old gentleman was of the mindset of let me have something negative happen to the manager. But ultimately, the manager got tied into the N-word and what it means, the history of it. And ultimately allowed that to get him to act out towards the man violently. And like I said, the gentleman is now doing time in jail. It's really a sad day for everybody. I mean, a gentleman who's in jail, the man who's dead, like I said, his family's probably in mourning. And even for the company's reputation, nobody wins here. It's a loss all the way around. I want to take a second to read a quote about emotions. It's not a very long quote at all. But in this situation, and even other situations, I think it's very fitting. So I'm going to say it. I don't want to be at the mercy of my emotions. And the person who wrote the quote is unknown. So what does it mean to be at someone's mercy or at the mercy of something? So basically, if you're at someone's mercy or whatever you want to call it, you're actually without defense. You have no opposition towards that person or thing. So basically, if you're at the mercy of your emotions, that means that once you get your emotions going, you can't control yourself. And now whatever happens from being emotional just happens. A lot of times when you're at the mercy of your emotions, you act out in a way you wouldn't when you're in your rational state of mind, normally clear-headed, making proper decisions. And we all know the value of making clear-headed decisions because we've often made decisions while being emotional. And when you get on the better side of things, you're saying, man, if I could do it again, I would do it so differently. And everything that you say you would have done differently makes a whole lot of sense because you're in your rational state of mind. So again, that's why you need to have your emotions in check. you can't allow yourself to be taken down an emotional roller coaster that somebody else is sending you down. Just imagine you were just clear-headed, level-headed, everything was going good in your day, nice and fine, and then you allow somebody else to come in and trigger your day to go in a direction you never intended it to go in. Another way to handle this sort of conflict of somebody coming at you the wrong way, sometimes the simplest way to handle the situation is just to be the bigger person. I know it's not always easy, but there's a lot of value in being the bigger person. You being the bigger person can actually quell a bunch of situations that could have got escalated, even though you didn't do anything wrong. But just saying, hey, listen, I made a mistake. I apologize. What can I do to help you get in a better mood? Because if that's going to keep you from acting out and potentially harming somebody and end up in jail, guess what? Taking the high road actually is a great alternative as opposed to putting your hands on somebody, you getting beat up, the other person getting beat up, somebody getting killed, or even worst case, or not even worst case scenario, but just another scenario. I mean, simple enough, you could just lose your job. And now financially, your family is impacted. So there's a lot of value in taking the high road. I mean, it shows maturity, growth, and putting things in priority. What matters more? You defending yourself against an unruly customer who really the customer has very little to lose from the standpoint of the restaurant is concerned. So ultimately, like I said, taking the high road here at Level Up, we're talking about being better, progressing in life. Yo, taking the high road definitely can get you there. You don't always have to stoop down to somebody else's level. You don't have to feel like you're always defending yourself against the world, because sometimes not defending yourself against some nonsense can actually progress you further in life. Sometimes being diplomatic takes you further than being truculent or combative. And I'm not trying to paint a picture here where you have to be what one may call a sucker or weak, but diplomacy has its perks. It can keep you out of a lot of trouble. And really, if nobody's being physical with you, then you really don't have a need to be physical with that person. A match of shouting back and forth, hurling insults. I mean, ultimately, it is what it is. Those words bounce off you. But at the point when you start putting your hands on people and things get physical, that's a whole nother level of escalation. I mean, we're talking about charges being filed and you may potentially be in a situation where you can't come back from the things that happened once people got physical. So again, in short, check your emotions. Keep in mind what other people's motives may be for your day. And again, try to dial into what your purpose is and not what somebody else's purpose is. Hey, listen, just remember, you are the master of your universe. You really do have the ability to ignore whatever insults or whatever other nonsense and drama people are bringing to your doorstep. I mean, it's really on you to have the mindset that I'm going to be bigger than this situation. Because guess what? You are bigger than this situation. And definitely, your livelihood is much bigger than the situation. At Level Up, it's always about the bigger picture. We're trying to move to a higher level of consciousness, and hopefully some of the things that we talked about, basically just about keeping your emotions in check and don't allow somebody else to stoke you and get you to act out however they want you to act out. So again, this is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. We want to thank Hindsight Media Radio for putting this together. Also, again, if you like to read some good novels, I want you to go to my website, RyanHodgeBooks.com. We got erotic romance, urban fiction, historical science fiction. We actually got a little bit of everything for everybody, so check it out. Again, this is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. Thanks for tuning in. See y'all next time.